Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Pause with me and say, I know who I play for. Today, let's talk about breaking cycles. How we move from just getting by to actually thriving. Because survival is not your destiny. You were built for so much more. Let's root today's episode in Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. So many of us are carrying old cycles, family patterns, beliefs about money, love, or self-worth that were never meant to define us. But Source promises us that if we keep going, if we dare to break the cycle, a harvest is coming. Not just for survival, a harvest. Not just enough, a season of overflow. Let me share what breaking the cycle has looked like in my own life. For over 20 years, I've generated over 6 figures of revenue almost every single year, except for 4, when I paused to focus on my health and my family. From the outside, that looks like success, and in many ways, it is. But here's the real story. I held some beliefs that kept all of that hard-earned money from translating into real wealth for me. For example, I didn't want to owe anyone. I avoided loans, lines of credit, anything that felt like debt, thinking that was the smart, responsible way to build. I prided myself on, you can outwork me. I'd watch my dad, who worked for the same company for 28 years, walk to work if his car broke down, never making excuses. I thought that was the model to follow. Now, don't get me wrong. My father's work ethic was legendary. I learned to show up, to push through, to keep my word. But somewhere along the line, I confused hard work with leverage. I thought working harder was the answer to everything. But here's what I know now. There's all so many people working hard every day who still can't make ends meet. I had to be honest. Working hard isn't always the key to thriving. When I finally started looking at those beliefs about debt, about worth, about what I deserved, or how success had to look, my life began to change. I'm still a hard worker, and I love the process of figuring things out. But now, I work with a new mindset. I stretch towards bigger opportunities. I embrace leverage, not just effort. And you know what? It takes the same energy. It just requires a different vision. Breaking the cycle is about honoring where you come from and also giving yourself permission to do it differently, to thrive, not just survive. So if you've been grinding, striving, and still feeling stuck, maybe it's time to ask, what belief or cycle am I ready to break? Because thriving is your birthright, not just scraping by. So, always, in always, I know who I play for. Let's root this episode in Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. You know, for a long time I was well doing in the only way I knew, working hard, showing up, doing all the things my father modeled for me. But I had to learn that well doing isn't just about grinding or pushing through. It's about breaking those old cycles, changing your mindset, choosing new beliefs about what's possible for you, and allowing yourself to receive more. Galatians 6:9 promises that if you keep going, not just in effort, but in renewing your mind and aligning with Source, your harvest will come. Not just survival, not just enough, but a season of overflow. So as you listen today, remember, sometimes the well-doing that brings the greatest harvest is the work you do inside, upgrading your beliefs, trusting Source, and allowing yourself to reap all the abundance that's been waiting for you. Now let's really break this cycle wide open, because this is where so many get stuck, the myth that working harder is the only way to win. Reverend Ike, he famously said, "You've got to work your mind as hard as you work your behind." That's it. You see, I spent years thinking my value was in how many hours I could grind, how much I could endure, how hard I could push. And yes, work ethic matters. Showing up matters. But what really shifts the cycle from survival to thriving is how you work your mind, your beliefs, your expectations, your vision for what's possible. Abraham teaches, if your vibration is set to struggle, you'll attract more struggle. If your vibration is set to ease, you'll start calling in opportunities that don't require force. They require alignment. It's not about sitting back and doing nothing. It's about leveraging your imagination, your clarity, and your sense of worth. It's about letting Source lead you to doors you couldn't have opened by muscle alone. The law of mentalism reminds us, everything is created in the mind first. The outer world simply reflects your inner reality. You can hustle day and night, but if your inner script says hard work is all there is, you'll keep living that out, no matter how much money you bring in. Here's what I've learned. True wealth is built as much with vision, systems, and mindset as with sweat. Leverage isn't just a business principle, it's a spiritual one. When you align your mind, your faith, and your willingness to stretch, you multiply your impact with less struggle. Hard work can be honorable, but it isn't your only option. You don't have to trade exhaustion for survival. You can choose overflow, ease, and expansion if you'll work your mind faithfully as you work your behind. So ask yourself, where am I still grinding instead of aligning? What new beliefs about wealth, leverage, and ease am I willing to practice now? When you change your mind, you can change your life. Always and always, I know who I play for. So let's get honest with ourselves, because this is where true cycle breaking begins. Take a moment to pause, breathe, and tune in. If you have a journal, now's the time to grab it. If not, just reflect deeply or speak your truth aloud. So breathe in and then breathe out. See the pattern. What beliefs about hard work, money, and deserving did you inherit from your family or community? Was there ever a time you thought, if I just work harder, everything will be okay. Have you ever felt guilty for wanting more ease, wealth, or help? Where does that guilt come from? Next, I want you to honor your roots, but release what doesn't serve. What did your parents or elders model about work and success? Which of their lessons still serve you, and which ones have become an invisible ceiling? Are there ways you honor your legacy while still giving yourself permission to go beyond it? Now, let's dig into that work your mind, not just your behind. Where in your life are you still grinding without aligning? What is one area, business, health, relationships, wealth, where you could practice more mental leverage using vision, imagination, and faith instead of just effort? Now let's set your new cycle. Write, speak, or meditate on these prompts. I honor the hard work of those before me, but I'm free to create with greater ease. I give myself permission to use my mind, my vision, and my faith as my most powerful tools. I know who I play for, and I'm open to leverage, overflow, and true wealth. And then I want you to visualize it. Close your eyes and imagine yourself releasing the old story, handing it back with gratitude. See yourself stepping onto a new path where your mind is clear, your energy is light, and opportunities come from both effort and alignment. Feel the joy of working with Source, not just for survival, but for thriving, for legacy, for expansion. Take a few more deep breaths. Remind yourself, it's not just about how hard you work. It's about how deeply you believe, how powerfully you imagine, and how willing you are to grow. You are the cycle breaker. You are worthy of thriving. Now, let's anchor this new cycle in your spirit and your body. So take another deep breath and then let it out. If you can, close your eyes. Place your hand over your heart. Breathe in deeply, feeling the life in you, the wisdom of those who came before you, and the possibility of what's next. Imagine yourself standing at the intersection of two roads. One is familiar, the path of working harder, pushing through, feeling like the rest or ease is something to be earned, maybe never quite enough. The other is new, a path aligned with light, opportunities, support, overflow. This path isn't about doing less. It's about doing more. It's about working your mind, your faith, your vision, as much as your hands. Now, I'll speak an affirmation. I'm going to pause after each one and repeat it aloud or let it echo in your mind. I honor my roots, but I am free to create a new legacy. I bless my work ethic, and I choose to pair it with wisdom and vision. I give myself permission to receive and to grow beyond old limits. I work my mind as faithfully as I work my behind. Source opens doors for me that effort alone cannot. I am worthy of ease, overflow, and true wealth. My value is not measured by exhaustion, but by the difference I make and the love I receive. I am the cycle breaker. I know who I play for. I let abundance, rest, and joy flow into my life now. Every day, I choose thriving over surviving. Now, visualize yourself taking a confident step onto that new path. See the opportunities arriving, helpers appearing, and your work being multiplied, not just by your sweat, but by your openness, your intention, and your willingness to grow. Feel gratitude for everyone who paved the way before you, and know that by breaking the cycle, you're opening doors for everyone who comes after you. When you're ready, breathe in this new opportunity and carry it with you into your day. Listen, you're not here just to survive. You're here to thrive. Every belief you break, every ceiling you shatter, every new thought you practice becomes a blessing, not just for you, but for everyone around you. If this episode sparked something inside of you, join us at happyhealthywholerich.com. Download today's affirmation, share your own breakthroughs, or just connect with others on this path. Remember, hard work is honorable, but true wealth comes when you work your mind, your vision, and your faith. Let's say it together. I know who I play for. Stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich. I'll see you the next time. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.